producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Some of you have been advocating for this for a long time. Hennen, start over. It's time for a do-over. I am literally in the middle of the commons at the West Fargo High School today. In one of the fastest growing cities in North Dakota. I think Watford City and West Fargo go back and forth with that title. I know, it can be measured by actual acreage, which in the case of West Fargo has grown because of the Cheyenne diversion, but I don't think to the extent land-wise, at least proportionally, that Watford City has, where you had originally, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, 80 acres, and now that's, 600 acres, and a new school going up there. But there are a lot of similarities between these two communities. For one, they get it done. By that, I mean they get it done. They find a way, and that's why I love Watford City. Can't spend enough time there. But West Fargo is, too. West Fargo really is. I liken it to a small town in the middle of a metro, right? It has its community feel, but the explosion of growth is just incredible. If you've not been to West Fargo anytime recently, it's worth it. When you come in, for instance, from the west on I-94 to take a little diversion off of Veterans Boulevard, you could go to the south and you'll say, what, a Costco? And wait a minute, a supermarket? And wait a minute, what's this school? What's that school? There's another school! I mean, it's just incredible. And all kinds of homes around it. If you take the Veterans Boulevard exit on 94 and head to the north, you're going to find more of what has been West Fargo over the years. And that's where we are in what is West Fargo High School. There's already two high schools in West Fargo. And guess what? This one is still the biggest, the most students in one space of any high school in North Dakota, 9 through 12. So it really is amazing. The reason we're here is the voters of West Fargo will go to the polls on Tuesday and decide whether or not to build some additional schools and space. And I believe what you do as taxpayers is say, okay, do I trust the folks that have run the school system and built schools to this point? It's usually a trust factor, and I think the folks in West Fargo have demonstrated they're very worthy of a yes vote. I would vote yes if I were in West Fargo. I don't advocate on behalf of anybody else, but if I lived here, I would vote in favor. And I said the same thing when I was in Watford City. If I was a Watford City resident, I'd vote yes. And I don't like taxes. I don't like, mills going up or anything else. And we're going to talk with Dr. David Flowers today on the program, superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools, as well as the principal of West Fargo Schools, Dr. Jennifer Fremstead, who is nice enough to actually let me into school today, believe it or not. Trying to find the right fit class-wise, not sure where that is. A couple other guests will be joined by today. Ed Schaefer will be here, the new incoming interim president of the University of North Dakota. Still can't say that with like this Ronald McDonald-like grin going on my face. It's just such great news, I think, for a great institution to know Ed Schaefer will be the president there soon. And then at the bottom of this hour, I'll get you updated on what's going on in the presidential race on the GOP side. Somebody was in the middle of that fire. Tim Pawlenty came within a sliver of being Mitt Romney's vice presidential candidate last go around, and certainly had many, many, many chances at being, the Republican nominee for President of the United States, and ultimately opted out of that circus this go-around. But we'll talk with him about where it's at, because it's really, in my mind, a battle between the establishment right now and the newbies. Now, Donald Trump's not a newbie in the business world, but he's a newbie in the political world, and so is Dr. Ben Carson. And I think the newbies are doing well because people want something new and fresh and different and bold. And you have it in those two, and the others are, the establishment types. I'm really curious who he thinks is going to emerge. So he's a good friend. Look forward to talking with him. Longtime governor, longtime political leader in Minnesota, former governor, obviously. Now the CEO of the Financial Services Roundtable. Before we talk schools today, I do have to tell you that I couldn't sleep last night. And that's not completely unusual. It usually has to do with just, you know, okay, going to this day, you know, point A to point B, just being busy, if you will, and not having a lot of time for sleep. But last night I had plenty of time. I put my head on the pillow about 11, and alarm clock set for 5:30, so that's a lot of time for me. But I was really tossing and turning in a good way, because I was so gratified to know we had the support we did yesterday of so many people for our veterans, you know, and we don't do enough, let's just be honest, any of us personally or otherwise, for veterans. How could you do enough for people who put themselves in harm's way, who say, you know what, I'm okay to die because it's for a cause? I mean, wrap your mind around that. You never could do enough, and we don't. But we do as much as we can, and I'm so thrilled to have been a small part of a deal yesterday that was so cool. Raising money. We don't even know yet how much we've raised, but I know it's over $90,000. And you know, you heard me at the beginning of that yesterday say, gosh, if we could ever do, you know, 10,000, that'd be really cool. That's what I was hoping for yesterday. And it just took off. And Dave MacGyver, a Marine with the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery right next to me on one side, Tom Campbell of Choice Financial on the other. We had a banker there keeping tabs on things, Senator Tom Campbell. I'm going to remember parts of yesterday for a long, long time. It was really, really fun. And I hope it's the momentum necessary to seal the deal for there to be this lighting effort undertaken at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. I really, really do. We're going to have, I've asked Matt, our producer, Mr. Producer Man, to find Dave MacGyver and Tom Campbell, who were with me yesterday, so we can do a little tally on where exactly we're at. I see Dave MacGyver's already on the phone here from Mandan, and I know that he doesn't have a number yet. I don't think. We haven't put our heads together enough to find out exactly what that number is. Right, Dave?
That's right, Scott.
But we do know it was a lot of fun yesterday.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you weren't the only one that didn't sleep last night. It was such a thrill to see the outpouring from the people of this great state towards our veterans. I mean, it was amazing. But, and I guess really this morning I would love to thank all those people that gave. From the kids that were out there getting hot dogs yesterday and dropped a quarter into that pot, to the people that gave us $10,000, Dean Mastell, Bernie Meyer, our good friend in Fargo,
that was Asplin, the David Asplin family.
David Asplin.
And Asplin Excavating. And then Mark Thompson at H.A. Thompson. In fact, Mark Thompson called at the end of the program. We didn't have a chance to get him even in, so we talked to him after. And so that hasn't been announced yet. We're going to try and track Mark down to two. We'll get Mark, you, and Tom, and maybe. But it's over $90,000, Dave. Yeah. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
It is, and then you stop and think about Steve Shields and Shields Sporting Goods, and they matched those four $10,000 gifts. So that's $80,000 right there. We still got another $10,000 that can be matched. This is unbelievable what's happening.
Well, you know, and thank you for reminding me. It did go to the next level with Steve Shields saying, very creatively, I'm happy to give. I'd like others to give as well, so let's do it with matches in $10,000 increments up to $50,000. And that, you know, then as you say, we got a call from the Asplin family there, and then we had, somebody walk in with $10,000, and someone, Gene Mastell, who's been working with you on this project, he's already giving of his time, now he's giving of his money, you know, and right down the line, really, really incredible. And Mark Thompson at the end, himself an Air Force vet, said, in fact, he said to tell you, that since you were trash talking as a Marine, wanting fellow vets to donate, you motivated them. Just so you know.
Well, it's always fun to do the trash talk with my fellow veterans across this country. I just love all of these guys and am proud to have served with them.
No, it was incredible. Dave, we'll catch up with you a little later on. We have a lot of people to thank. Cloverdale really was an impetus to this. Choice Financial was really very, very important in this as well and getting it going. And so we'll get you, Tom Campbell, yourself. And I'm going to try and get Mark Thompson as well because I didn't get a chance to chat with him on the air. And I don't know if he wants to go on the air, but we'll give him a chance to do that as well because H.A. Thompson stepped up to the plate in a big way too. And as you said, we have one $10,000 match left. We also have the challenge out there from Mr. MacGyver, $100 as a vet, as a Marine, challenging other vets. So before we do the final tallies, if you want to get in on that, we'd like to get that other match because that's a $20,000 boost. That'll put us over $100,000 as well. So it really would be a kind of a neat milestone to hit. If you are interested in any way, you can call Marie at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 3 to chat with Marie Live. 855-200-1776. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out how it is that Dr. Jennifer Fremstead would let me in the West Fargo School. Straight ahead. And your calls, too. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sues can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue's, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When you say that, you probably think, let's see. Is it for a Galaxy 500? Would you have the tail light for a Galaxy 500? They'd say, I have it. I mean, whatever you're looking for, Heedalls has it. They really do. But they also have great people. Like Mike Kurtz. He's out of the Sydney store. They have Heedalls locations that are all throughout North Dakota, as well as eastern Montana, western Minnesota, and South Dakota, too. And Mike Kurtz grew up in Laffer, so he is a North Dakota guy, but he's been out there since 1976, as a matter of fact. 1964 two-door hardtop Galaxy 500 was his first car. I remember those. I do remember those because I remember my parents saying, "You're going to drive it." I'm saying, "I'm not driving it. I'll walk." But his was nice. It sounds like I got it out of Medora, and the original owner bought it back from him, put it in a Medora car show. They got it all spiffed up, so not bad as well. Mike does inside store sales there. And what they call town sales. So there's Culvert, just Savage, and, you know, goes out there and hears about basketball games, gets to see folks and, you know, find out what's going on, see, you know, the kids of their customers grow up and see all the family stuff. And, you know, it really is a family. It really is. And he told me that what sets Heat Dolls apart, they get a little more involved with the customer. Customer's not just a number. So those are the kind of things that are really cool. Heat Dolls has great folks like Mike Kurtz out there in Sydney, Montana, and we appreciate their sponsorship as well as so many others that are part of making our broadcast go here. And PetroServe USA, Apache Sprayers, Coalition for Secure Energy Future, Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, as well as MyPillow, and so many others. Our good friends at Cloverdale bring you the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We didn't get a chance to love up our sponsors much yesterday because we were giving it all to the vets. We were giving all the love to the vets, as they certainly deserve. But we welcome your phone calls today on the program, as we always do. Today's program is brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. More on them in a moment. 800-228-0550 is that number. If it's not in your speed dial yet, what have we done? We failed. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is the number you call. 24/7, we answer this line, 855-200-1776. You can't text Todd today because he is under the weather. The poor bugger has bronchitis. So if you do want to send a text for the show today, go ahead and text me at 701-367-2054. Don't call, but you can text. Dr. Jennifer Fremstead is the principal of West Fargo High School, and I have a very important question for you first here. Have you seen my transcript?
I haven't reviewed that yet.
No. That's why I got in. Okay, that explains everything. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Thanks for the great hospitality.
Welcome to West Fargo High.
Wow, this is unbelievable. You know, I've been here for many volleyball games over the years, and I understand, by the way, that gym is used for a whole lot of things.
It is.
And you've showed me around here, and you've got, you know, sort of science labs made out of regular classrooms, and it's time for an expansion, isn't it?
It is. We have 1,450 students on our campus, and so it's a pretty busy place.
Yeah, and I tell you what, folks, this is the largest 9 through 12 school in North Dakota.
It is.
Yeah, and what's amazing, I don't know if folks realize this, but there was, like in Bismarck and Fargo not long ago, a second school, a second high school. So there's Cheyenne High School now here.
There
Fargo,
is.
And you're already the biggest. Now, the ninth graders came back, but it's still bursting at the seams.
Yeah,
right?
We welcomed our ninth graders back this fall, and it took our overall student population from 1,250 to 1,450. So we continue to grow.
Yeah, so really this is amazing. Well, we look forward to learning more about this today. I know you'll be back with us a little later on the program, and Dr. David Flowers, superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools. He's really a unique story, too, in that he was here as the superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, left and comes back as a superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools.
I worked for him at Fargo Public, and then I, too, came to West Fargo.
That's right, because before you were superintendent or principal here, you were at Fargo South.
Fargo South as an assistant,
yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a neat dynamic as well. Doesn't happen very often. So, fun place here today.
I hope you enjoy yourself. I hope we're not too distracting. But, yeah,
no,
it's great.
And you know, you're going to hear some noise today, but that's okay. We're good with that. But, you know, I was telling you earlier that I remember my high school years as honestly a little tense, you know. I mean, not with the teachers or anything. I have good memories of the teachers. But there was always, I don't know, you know, something going on where I was the kind of guy that always felt bad for other kids, right? So I kind of would you know, have my little peanuts pack of kids. Linus, come on, it's okay.
Yeah.
But they're just, you know, there was always stuff going on and cliques and everything else. But I don't feel that here.
You don't. We are so inclusive. I'm so proud of our student population. We're really diverse. I think that's what makes us so proud of who we are. The Packer pride is strong, and it's because we represent everyone. And our community is growing and becoming more diverse, and I think that's seen in our hallways every day.
I want to talk about that when you join us a little later on, because I did notice that. I mean, there are the kids from all over, and it's not like, okay, the Smalley kids are all in one corner with the Smalley kids, right? And, it's everybody is really jovial, and so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll chat with you a little later on, all right? Dr. Jennifer Fremstead, who's the principal here at West Fargo High School. And Ed Schaefer's going to be here with us, actually, so the students will have a chance to see the next president of UND. Maybe they'll throw their transcripts in front of them. Can you pull a few strings? The seniors will, anyway. He'll be their president. And Tim Fellini will be here in just a bit as well. Jim and Dickinson wants to talk about the Williston City Commission. You're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, Scott. I was at the meeting, and one of the things that I just think is so wrong about this in particular is you've got a mayor who is a partner on a hotel in Williston. It's such a clear conflict of interest that should have abstained from voting. And really, the other one is, you've got a realtor on this commission that's half the guys in the room were his clients, representing all these different people in commercial real estate and apartments that, picking winners and losers is not the job of these commissions and these huge investments that people have made into these facilities that, letting them operate just for a few years, it just doesn't pay off. And
I have something I want to throw by you. First of all, I know Howard Klug not well. When I saw him last, we were doing a remote for our friends at AE2S at a meeting in Fargo. I forget the meeting. He was on. I asked him about this, and he said, no, this will pass, and these will be eliminated. And I think I asked by what time, and I think he said right away. What did they end up doing? When is the deadline?
Well, they have to vote on it again. They shut it down as of this July, this coming July.
All right, yeah, it was 6 months. I thought that was a little quick. I get the idea that you want to sort of say here, here's the landscape. Here's when it's coming. But I would tell you this. I wouldn't say Howard Klug voted the way he voted because he's peddling his own mask.
I've been to many commission meetings. He has voted no on every single temporary workforce housing permit ever.
Yeah.
Before he was mayor.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Everyone I've been around he was a no guy from day one. They had their minds made up before this meeting.
I don't have any doubt. As I say, over a month ago, he told me this is what was going to happen. I'm just saying, don't try and look into somebody's heart and say why they're doing what they're doing as a little bit of advice.
I like to think better of most politicians in North Dakota because, I think we're different. And yet there are just times where you shouldn't be voting. You should be stepping down, even if...
Hang on, Jim. Don't go away. Hold that thought. Okay. We'll just do this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping your tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twists and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're back. I'm back to school today. Some people probably think that's quite appropriate. $98.1 million vote before the voters of West Fargo. That's why we're at West Fargo School today. Talk about this bond referendum that needs 60% of voters to say yes to approve the bond of a new aquatic facility, a two-sheet ice rink, a multi-purpose facility, two elementary schools, two new elementary schools. One of those north of I-94, south of I-94, and very importantly, some improvements and additions to existing schools like the one I'm in today. So that's why we're here. Dr. David Flowers, a little later on, the new president of the University of North Dakota. Still like saying that. Ed Schaefer will be here a little later on in the program as well. We'll talk more about it. And we're going to get under the hood of this presidential race in just a moment with a dear friend. But let me finish here with Jim and Dickinson. So, Jim, I have an idea run by you.
Go ahead.
And we'll just agree to sort of set aside, you know, why he's voting the way he's voting for now. But I do understand your frustration. Okay, I totally get that there. This temporary housing thing, we have to get it right. And by the way, I would tell you, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, he has no housing interest. You know, he's in the middle of this as well. And I think he says, you know, he is, you know, right with Howard. Okay, and because he's trying to set the stage for the future. Now they're doing it a little differently there, but here's my suggestion. I want to run this by you. I think we need a state solution here. In other words, I know that's going to be received as, oh, wait a minute, now you're going to tell these cities what to do? Give me a break. But in this case, I mean, look how much we do infrastructure from a state standpoint, work together with the cities. I mean, this is infrastructure. And the timing of this is important. So my point is we should have one standard in Williston and Watford City and Dickinson and everything else. And my view is, look, these places need to come up to code by date certain, and if they don't, they're gone. And codes...
I agree with you on code, but here's some things you don't understand. Like, you look at Nabors Drilling Facility. I toured it. It's unbelievable facility. Huge. A beautiful facility. It's not code, it's zoning. So, they, you know, they're in industrial zoning. And so, you know, again, the same game plan is going to happen, though, when they go in for trying to get a rezone.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold and have Manny get your information. I'd like to talk to you more at some point and continue to battle on this, okay? Because I do think we need to engage, and obviously there's another vote in Williston, so we'll continue to watch it close. Appreciate the call today, Jim. Thanks a bunch. I do want to get to our next guest, and we will continue on this topic and others. Tomorrow we'll leave lots of time for Open Phone Friday topics, but I appreciate the call from Jim and Dickinson on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Okay, we are at West Fargo High School today, so as you can hear, there's kids coming and going between classes, and they are right now. So that's the noise you hear. It's kind of fun. They're all looking at me like, what the heck is going on here? Why are you here? But Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota and now president of the Financial Services Roundtable, on our newsmaker line to talk a little bit about the Republican presidential race. Hi, Governor Pawlenty. How are you?
Scott, I know this visit to the school brings back a lot of memories. I know you have some PTSD around all the time in detention.
Maybe that's it.
In the actual classroom, but a lot of time in the detention room. And those were tough places back in the day, weren't they?
You think that's why I'm a little jittery today? It's the whole I'm going to get thrown in a detention deal?
Now, did you ever, you and I are maybe about the same age, but did you ever have, like, your knuckles racked, you know, whacked with a ruler, or have to hold books out, extending your arms, or go stand in the corner or the coat closet for bad behavior?
Kindergarten, kindergarten, I remember that. And it was kind of a, you know, tough little Laverne, Minnesota, you know, Rock County, you know how they can be, Governor.
Yeah.
You know, the nuns there were, they were law and order. And so,
One of my teachers quieted me down by throwing erasers, you know, chalkboard erasers at me from the front of the room, which is kind of like George Bush ducking that shoe in Iraq a few years ago. You had to be quick.
No kidding.
Wanted to talk about more than your school detention.
Have you ever been to Montevideo, Minnesota?
Of course.
So you've probably seen the file on my ears. That's where I graduated, 1983.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Was that from the regular program or the alternative program or the GED program or what?
What he's done here, folks, is he has forgotten that I was a Minnesotan because I trash-talked the Gophers so often. So that's what's happened here. So, yeah. Have you ever forgiven me for putting you on the ice at Ralph Engelstad Arena with John Hoban in a...
I'm scarred by it. I still remember that entire arena, mocking me and taunting me as introduced by as the governor of the Gopher State right before a Gopher Sioux game. And of course, you and Hoban having Sioux regalia on and whipping the crowd into a near frenzy against the Gopher State. But no, I haven't. I'm over it.
Other than that, it's fine. Yeah, I hear you. Well, it's great to catch up with you. I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate the time. And I've really actually been thinking about you a lot in this race. I did when Scott Walker dropped out of the race. And I thought, you and I had a conversation about him being, you know, really he was one of my favorites early on. I love Scott Walker because he'd been there, done that. But, you know, didn't happen. Drops out very early. Reminded me sort of your situation. Although with him it was a little bit earlier, wasn't quite to Iowa. What's going on? Just give me your assessment of what the heck's going on here with this Republican presidential.
Well, obviously, it's a big field, and it takes a while for voters, even primary voters, to kind of sort through the field and see who's real and who's got resilience and what these people are all about. So you see some kind of flashes in the pan that kind of rise and fall, like we did last time. But over the course of 6, 8, 12 months, you know, voters figure it out. And I think it boils down to this at the moment. I think Ben Carson's got a lot of strength in his biography, but he's getting mostly support from what I'd say faith-based and evangelical voters. There's more to it than that, but that's the core of his support. Donald Trump represents, the Tea Party kind of perspective plus an increment for people who are otherwise kind of fed up and frustrated for good reason. That two combined is about 50% of the base party, and then the other 50% is spread out around the other candidates. So I think, Scott, here's my view. I think if Carson and Trump don't get more informed and aren't able to go deeper, at least to a second level of detail on some key issues, you know, that's going to hurt them. It may not be fatal, but it's going to hurt them. And if their votes, either both of them or one of them, starts to dissipate, you've got to ask the question, you know, where do those votes migrate to? Because they got 50% of the market share together at the moment. So you start to think about, well, you know, evangelicals or faith-based voters may look at somebody like Ted Cruz. Tea Party type of people might look at somebody like Ted Cruz as well. I think the person who's really in an interesting and, I think, good position is Marco Rubio, because he's a hybrid candidate. He's a crossover candidate. You know, he came into the burst onto the political stage as part of the Tea Party movement, so he sort of got acceptable credentials with the Tea Party, even though he may not be their first choice. And, you know, he's got evangelical and faith-based support. Again, maybe not their first choice, but acceptable to them. So he could be a place where he stitches together a coalition of chunks of both the Tea Party and evangelicals. And by the way, also can present the conservative message in a way that is interesting and compelling to the so-called establishment or moderates or even, you know, in the broader election, independents. So he's a conservative, but he can convey conservative messages in a way that doesn't drive people away in a broader sense.
So that's a very interesting analysis on Rubio. I want to ask you about Trump. You said both Trump and Carson need to get more informed. So is that by design? Is that, you know, for me, Trump is sort of, hey, this is going to happen. This is happening. I mean, I almost as if he came into it thinking, long shot, build the brand, but it's real. He's at the top of the polls, and so he just keeps doubling down and cranking all along and thinking it's fine, and I really don't need to do that. I got to this point by not saying, you know, chapter and verse what I was going to do, so why should I now? But don't you see Carson as a real cerebral, smart fella?
He is, but you have to put the time, both of them, I think. You know, it's interesting because they both started out with a splash and got, you know, for a while you can ride along at the very high level of discourse without getting into any detail or subject matter knowledge. But we're getting to the point of the campaign where, particularly in more serious forums like debate, where people want to know, you know, what are you going to do in Syria? And by the way, we want you to have an understanding of who Bashar al-Assad is. We want you to have an understanding of the role of the Kurds and the Peshmerga. We want you to have an understanding of what Russia's doing and why, even though they're saying they're bombing ISIS, they're really bombing disproportionately U.S.-backed rebels. And we want you to know what our special operations forces are doing there. And, you know, Ben Carson says China's there. Well, you know, that China is not there at present. And so it's, again, not terminal. It's not fatal. But both for him and for Trump, you got to demonstrate some level of knowledge beyond just the soundbite. Otherwise, I think a chunk of the party is going to say, you know, they're entertaining, they're interesting, they're nice, or in Carson's case, nice, in Trump's case, you know, bold. But I don't feel comfortable with their you know, competence or their grasp of the issues, at least as it relates to foreign policy and national security.
So who does Ben Carson have as a campaign guy again? This guy's been around forever. At least on congressional races, do you know who's advising?
Yeah, I've seen him on TV, but I can't remember his name. And you know, Trump's campaign manager is a guy named Corey Lewandowski, who's been around a number of campaigns as well. But, you know, there's a difference between being a campaign aide and a campaign strategist and manager and having some people around who are, you know, familiar with national security and foreign policy issues in particular. And that's serious stuff, Scott. I mean, again, I know people like the entertainment and the sound bites and the back and forth and the bumper sticker level phrases, and that's interesting and it's fun. But when it comes to, do you have at least a reasonable grasp on what the heck's going on around the world from a national security standpoint? That's pretty important.
I saw a National View analysis the other day that said the Republican establishment is to blame for Donald Trump and Ben Carson because people are so frustrated. That's why they're able to do what they're doing right now. What do you say to that?
Well, people should be frustrated. I mean, look at the last 15 years. I mean, there's good reason for their frustration. We've got an anemic economic recovery. We had one of the worst economic collapses since the Depression in 2007, 8, and 9, and subsequent. We've got a military that is being you know, harmed by the fact that other priorities are squeezing its funding. We've got you know, massive growth in government spending and entitlement programs that are out of, you know, fiscal responsibility with no apparent will to tackle it and fix it. You know, we've got income challenges for families being stagnant, and we don't have anybody really making big changes with respect to the educational system, both K-12 and higher ed, and there's a strong correlation between education and income. And so, and on the list, I think it's rational and reasonable for people to say the people who do this and have been doing it, you know, haven't been getting the job done. And so we're willing to take some risk and try something completely different. And I think they're willing to do that for Trump or Carson or somebody like them. But I'm just saying those guys could hit a ceiling from here. They're not high enough in the polls to win the nomination once the field collapses down to two or three. And as that collapse occurs, they're going to have to go get some more people, some more market share. And I think the next chunk of market share for them is going to want to know, you know, can you actually do this job and do it in a way
Let's talk about whether they can do that when we come back with Governor Tim Pawlenty on What's on Your Mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My friends at Sunbelt Business Brokers have an invite for you. They're sponsoring a webinar featuring the famous John Warlow, the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. The webinar is Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. It's just $49, and if you use the promo code FLAG50, you get 50% off. Go to MyValueBuilder.com, sign up for this webinar, Built to Sell, November 18th, $49, or with the FLAG50 code, 50% off. Here's the deal. It's time to get back to the reasons you started your business and create a company that's built to sell. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up the business, value your firm, drive up the value of your business, and accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep well at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. MyValueBuilder.com, promo code FLAG50 for 50% off this webinar, Thursday, November 18th. Don't miss it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back at West Fargo High School today, counting down to their vote on Tuesday. That's why we're here for the big referendum. Talk more about that next hour on the program. Also, Ed Schaefer will join us, the former governor of North Dakota, George W. Bush's ag secretary. We'll be in the house here at West Fargo School. We've arranged some students to ask him a couple of questions, and we'll talk with him about that new job, which I'm not even sure when he starts. I would assume it's when President Kelly leaves, which is supposed to be early January. So more on that coming up. We continue our conversation now with Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, now the CEO of the Financial Services Roundtable. Help me on my theory here. It seems to me that Trump and Carson, whatever you think of them, being where they are at least as long as they have in the polls, suggests that we have a new beginning of some sort in politics. And that my view is either everything we know about politics has changed, or this will fade out at some point, and then it's going to be Rubio or Cruz or Jeb Bush or somebody in the rest of that pack.
I wouldn't overcomplicate it. I think it's got the narrative and the analysis nationally is always, hey, look, it's outsiders versus the insiders. And there's some truth to that, particularly if you had in Carly Fiorina. But you know, and I know, the grassroots energy in the Republican Party for years has been trending towards Tea Party and has been trending towards Libertarian. And, of course, there still remains in many parts of the country a very significant, important block of what I'd call faith-based voters, with most of those being evangelical. So then that's been about half the party. So Carson and Trump sort of represent at a elevated level those two parts of the Republican or conservative coalition. So it shouldn't shock anybody that a libertarian or conservative who's against the establishment, who is an outsider, are doing well in the polls. I just don't think it's that new, at least for those who have had their thumb on the pulse of the party, of what's going on. A lot of times you get these commentators who've been, they're in New York or Washington. They haven't been to a grassroots Republican function or talked to people for years. So they really don't know what's going on at the grassroots level. So it's no surprise to those who have watched this. But I do think if they're not, like I said before, if they don't get at least somewhat more serious about their knowledge of key issues, particularly foreign policy and national security issues, their ability to gain more market share is going to be limited, and some of their slippage is going to start to drift towards Rubio or Cruz.
Who's your guy? Do you have one yet, or gal?
I haven't formally endorsed anyone, but I think the successful nominee and a successful candidate is going to have to be somebody who can stitch together this party, which has national security hawks, social conservatives, fiscal conservatives, can inspire and lead, be poised, be smart, appeal to all of it. And I think, in my view, Rubio is probably best positioned to do that. He brings us an intergenerational contrast with Hillary. He probably brings us Florida. He's unflappable, in many ways dazzling in these debates. And he's got crossover appeal. He doesn't just appeal to, the so-called establishment. He's also got bona fides with the Tea Party and libertarian elements of the party. Again, he may not be their first choice, but he's a candidate where most elements of the party can coalesce. So I think he's in the best place. Others could potentially do that too, but I think he's in the best place to pull it off.
What about Ted Cruz? Some people see Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio sort of emerging right now, and maybe Jeb Bush trying to get into that spot to be ready if something happens on the other side. What are your thoughts about Ted Cruz?
Well, I think Ted Cruz is really talented, and he's got a strong message for the conservatives. I think his challenge is going to be, can he create crossover appeal? Again, within the party, you've got a coalition. You've got all the elements of the party. And Cruz could probably do really well with, Tea Party, grassroots activists, and libertarian types. But that by itself probably doesn't get you the nomination. And so he's going to have to figure out, can he get some crossover appeal more broadly within the party if he's going to be able to beat somebody like Marco Rubio?
Here's a caller on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on one of the candidates we're talking about here, Marco Rubio. Go ahead and roll that if you would.
Yeah, it's just amazing. All these Republicans, we got to have Rubio. We got to have Rubio. He's just another fake. He's a Democratic fake Republican. That's all he is. He's a fake. He's a Democratic Republican fake.
That guy could be a Donald Trump's imposter there with the...
I just think you got to look at Rubio's positions and look at his voting record. And again, there's other good candidates in the race too, including Cruz and Fiorina. But to say that Marco Rubio's record, particularly by the way when he was in part a Tea Party leader just not that many years ago, I just don't think that's a fair characterization of Marco.
Is there a Republican establishment? A lot of people believe that, the establishment is going to, they're going to take these guys down. They don't like, they're going to take Ted Cruz down. They're going to take Trump down. And guess what? I'm staying home. Kind of the whole Romney, and the establishment ran off the other side. What do you say to people who say
that? Yeah, I think, you know, it's a coalition, Scott. So the chunks of the party are, of course, you got national security hawks, you got Tea Party types, you got libertarians, you got what I call the Chamber of Commerce kind of business types. You still have some traditional, you know, quote-unquote moderates floating around, although not as many as before. You have social conservatives who are mostly driven by social issues. And then you've got, some others as well. And you have to be able to appeal. You don't have to appeal, you know, win every one of those groups, but you got to have a broad enough support to put together a coalition to, you know, win the nomination and lead the party. And then you have to be able to communicate in a way that attracts in some independent voters so you can win the general election. And as you know, the general election comes down to five states, you know, Florida, Pennsylvania, maybe New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Colorado, Ohio, and maybe one or two others. And it's not even everybody in those states.
Good stuff. Great stuff today up against the hard break. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Governor Tim Pawlenty. That was a blast.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.